It is said in the book of Zohar, one who wishes to evoke things of above in an act or in a word, how else can we influence it? Either through our inner feelings, thoughts, or our external actions. That which a person has. If that act or that word, word means that which comes from him, not necessarily words themselves. These could be thoughts and all of his awakenings. So if that act or that word is not done properly, then nothing is evoked. So, not only that, but they can also prevent proper contact between us and this upper force within with which we exist. All the people in the world go to assembly house to evoke a matter above. But few are the ones who know how to evoke it in such a way as to awaken him. But the Creator, he is close, as is said, to those who know how to evoke him and awaken much we begin to understand it. Next, Rabash writes, three times in the work. A prayer is work in the heart, because the heart is the root of man's heart is the will to receive. Then there's none else but the Creator. So a prayer is work in the heart, because the heart is the root of his desire to receive. This is what he needs to turn to bestow, so that the goal would be bestowal and not reception. And it turns out that he is a lot of work in inverting this desire. And since this is against his nature, his egoistic nature, he cannot do anything with himself. He's that there's a different world. We are the same. We have great work to change our desire, our heart, but since this is against nature, his individual nature, he must pray to the Creator to appeal to this external force, which is the Creator, that would help him exit his existence, his egoism, which the Creator himself has created, and enter what is called a state.
Let's move on. Article 217 from Rabash called Run, My Friend. We are unable to receive anything without similarity, and we must always be in a state of similarity. So when a person awakens mercy on himself, it follows that he is engaged in the reception for himself. And the more he prays, not only is he not preparing his vessel, his kli, for equivalence, but on the contrary, sparks of reception form within him. So it turns that he's going in the opposite way. While he should have prepared vessels of bestowal, he is preparing vessels of reception. And to adhere to the qualities of bestowal, you must become merciful and bestowing just like him. You must acquire qualities like him. So when a person prays for the public, though this prayer is engaged in bestowal, the more he prays, to that extent, he forms vessels of bestowals in which the light of bestowal, called merciful, can be